Jackson did it for Seth Riggs, the guy who started it, was Michael Jackson's voice trainer for over 20 years. And like maybe a week or two before Michael passed away, I had my very first and only voice lesson with Seth Riggs. And he was so nice. He just wanted to chat the whole time, which was really cute, and do networking and make connections and stuff. But he said, "Joanna, I'm so excited. I'm going to London next week to kick off Michael's tour. It's amazing." And I'm sitting here going, I'm talking on the phone with a guy who's Michael Jackson's voice teacher. How crazy random and cool is that? It was so awesome. So it was really tragic when we lost Michael, because he's kind of like the epitome of this technique. And I really only grew up listening to maybe three people. I grew up listening to Michael Jackson, the Beatles, and Mariah Carey, Whitney Houston. That's about it growing up. I don't know how, and like Annie soundtrack and Disney stuff. That's about it. Since then, I've been a little more cultured. Just a heads up. Brian asked me to be his voice teacher. I figured it out. I got certified, and then he asked me to teach at worship school. And so I've been doing that for the last, I guess this is my fourth or fifth year doing that. I'm not sure. Fourth. Fifth. I don't know. Anyway. But that turned into second year. In second year, I figured out that I still wanted to combine music and worship and anything, what I do musically with people and helping people. And what does that look like? And one of my pastors said, "Isn't that what worship pastors do?" And I'm like, "Oh my gosh, yes, that's what worship pastors do." So the year after that, I interned for Kathy, and her job at the time was she was overseeing the first year worship team. And it was working out so well that six weeks or so into my internship, she just said, "Hey, you're amazing. I love you. I'm creating a position for you. Do you want to do this next year?" And